Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Every year, thousands of people pack into Boston Symphony Hall for the Holiday Pops concert. This year, the beloved series commemorates its 50th anniversary. WBUR's Mandila Mpofu brings us back to the beginning of this Boston holiday fixture.
It is 3 days before Christmas in 1973, and the Boston Pops Orchestra is warming up at Symphony Hall. The audience seats are filled with children and their parents waiting for the start of the first ever Holiday Pops concert series. Conductor Arthur Fiedler steps onto the stage, welcomed by applause from the audience. He takes two bows and waves his baton. The show begins. Fifty years later, Holiday Pops still brings joy and cheer to Symphony Hall. The Boston Symphony Orchestra puts on hundreds of concerts every year, but the December shows are especially magical.
When you play Holiday Pops, it's the joy of the season. During Symphony is music for art's sake. Holiday Pops is music for joy's sake.
That is Larry Wolfe. He has been a double bassist with the Boston Symphony Orchestra for 53 years.
I'm in the company of the best musicians in the world. There's never a dull moment on stage or backstage. There's always something new to be found in the music, some new fact about a musician to learn.
Wolfe was a teenager when he decided he wanted to play music for the rest of his life. In 1970, at the age of 21, he joined the Boston Symphony Orchestra as the youngest member at the time. This year, as one of the more seasoned musicians on stage, Wolfe looks forward to once again waving to the children in the audience and playing a few of his most beloved festive tunes.
My two favorite pieces at Holiday Pops seem to always center on Handel's Messiah, which has been popular for centuries, the Hallelujah Chorus. And the other one would be Laurie Anderson's Sleigh Ride.
That is the Holiday Pops Orchestra playing Sleigh Ride 50 years ago.
In 3 minutes of music, it just gives you a sense of place and time, of warmth, and I never cease to enjoy it.
Wolfe says part of what makes the December concert series special is the storytelling that happens on stage. And he credits Dennis Alves, director of artistic planning for the Boston Pops, with bringing the show to life.
In general, people want to hear the same music every Christmas. So how can you do Holiday Pops and make them different every year?
Al says Holiday Pops is all about tradition. Concertgoers can always count on hearing familiar favorites and singing along to carols every December. But over the decades, he and his team have also experimented with the programming. The orchestra has played different arrangements of familiar songs, tried storied-centered musical pieces, and added a sensory-friendly concert.
The fact that it's been 50 years is proof that people want it every year. It's very, very important. I know lots of people that they would not let a holiday season go by without coming to Holiday Pops.
Holiday Pops is a must for Alves and his family. He says when his children were young, he even introduced them to a personal friend of his named Santa Claus, who will, as usual, make an appearance at this year's Holiday Pops.
I hope that Holiday Pops always is an experience for people that can, for 2 hours, get them away from all the craziness in the world. To be able to come to Symphony Hall for 2 hours and listen to beautiful music and have fun and laugh and walk out the door whistling, or maybe have a little bit more energy in their step, you know?
Alves says Boston is a city where traditions die hard. and he is sure the Holiday Pops will continue for another half a century. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Mandy Lempofu.